declined both of my credit cards, or they claimed that both credit cards didn't have any, you know, that they were declined. But the one of them maybe, because it was I had a high balance on it, but the other one, it didn't have any balance on it at all.
So you're trying to, you're booking one flight to Sweden?
Yeah, for myself.
And the credit card won't go through. You have two credit cards.
Yeah, and the one, well, I think it's because the one had just a little bit less than they needed, but the other one should have gone through, then it did.
And you want me to tell you why the credit card is not going through?
Well, not the exact reasons. I thought you might know.
Isn't that the same as expecting me to tell you?
Well, I mean,
this is what you call for. I'm supposed to tell you why your credit card.
I'm sorry. I'm going to try with another company. This still scares me. Okay, it just scares me. I get scared about everything.
You just said one went through. So what do you care if one didn't? Didn't you say one?
No,
went through?
Neither one went through.
Oh.
Listen. I couldn't find anybody that would give me a mental evaluation. Nobody.
No.
And I tried. What do you mean so? It's a very routine thing. That means that I'm still persona non grata in Ohio, and there's no hope for me.
What do you care? You want to go to Sweden now. What do you care about Ohio?
Well, I do want to, but I can't get a job here.
Yeah, well, if you're going to Sweden.
I can't get a job here. There's no hope for me here.
No, you want to go to Sweden anyway. What do you care?
Well, I do. Why do I want to?
You want to, so you don't have to worry about Ohio. How do you know you're not crazy?
How do I know?
Yeah.
Because I have five of them that say I'm not.
Oh.
And I believe if there's safety in numbers, maybe one could be wrong, but not five. In fact, and none of them say that I am, but only five say I'm not, and one says maybe, and the one that says maybe was done by the city of Cincinnati. The guy that did it was married to a city of Cincinnati councilwoman.
Oh.
So that's probably why. Listen, I got a phone call from Iconoclast Radio.
I know. He called me, too.
I just gave him some bland generalities and told him I had to go, but I was polite to him.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Well, he's a moron anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, well...
So anyway, why don't you find someone else to tell you about your credit card problems?
Well, I don't need to do that, but I'm going to try again on a different company.
Oh, all right.
It just scares me.
And how much does it cost, anyway?
Around $600 for one-way.
No, then that's not that big of a deal. You should be able to get that through.
I know, but I just get so scared all the time.
Well, you had a husband now. You don't expect me to take care of you.
Huh?
Don't expect me to take care of you. I can't comfort you.
I don't expect you to take care of me. I just want to be free from this nightmare.
Yeah, well, you got that. Paul might help you. Maybe Paul can help you.
Paul who?
Of Iconoclast.
I don't know
anything
about him.
He used to like you.
I don't know anything about him, Eric.
I don't either, but he talks favorably of you, so.
Eric, please, but these people, I don't know, I just want to be left alone, be happy.
And you want me to do something for you?
Not necessarily.
Then why are you telling me? Why do you keep
calling? Because you're the only person I can talk to who's intelligent.
Well, we don't talk.
Well, we're talking now.
Well, just talking.
What?
This is not talking. You keep calling. Why do you do this? What is wrong? Did that killing in Arizona go bad? Now you're scared again? Is that what you're scared of?
Oh.
What's your involvement
in that? That was really weird.
What did you hear about it? Come on. Why don't you just disclose it? What do you think you're fooling? I mean, come
Eric.
On. What
Eric,
do you know about it that you can tell me? Why don't you just open up? I mean,
Eric, hold on a second.
You can't.
Did Boleyn go to Sweden when he left?
He what?
Did Boleyn and his wife and kids go to Sweden?
Whose wife and kids go to sleep?
Your friend Boleyn.
Say that again.
Your friend Boleyn. I forget his first name.
Christopher. What about
Christopher Boleyn? Didn't he go there?
Go where?
To Sweden.
How do I know? I think he's kidnapped. You're the one that says he's doing fine.
Oh, Eric.
What do you think?
I don't know, Eric.
What happened to Arizona? How come you switched the subject to Bolin? Why don't you admit you failed again? You're losing. You're scared. That's what you're scared of. You're not scared of your credit card.
Don't talk that way to me. It scares me.
Yeah, why don't you just open up? Why do you keep this up? I mean, what do you have to have the water around your neck? Do you need a noose around it? What is wrong with you?
Because you're the only person who will talk to me.
I don't talk to you.
Who has any intelligence.
Why don't you just give up? What is it with you people? You're like Paul. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah, what does it take before you just say, you just give up and just let out your secrets? I mean, what are you fooling? Who do you think you're fooling here?
Oh, Eric, I never hurt you.
Yeah, why don't you just tell me, what went wrong with Arizona, huh? Why do you think Christopher Bolin is okay? What makes you so sure, huh?
Eric.
What? You never answer anything. You expect me to marry you? I ask you a question, you either change the subject or give some stupid thing. Oh, Eric, I love you. Why don't you tell me, what makes you think Bolin is alive, huh?
And I mean, I hope that someday you can trust somebody.
Well, why don't you say something besides your stupid remarks? Why don't you tell me what makes you think Bolin is safe?
Because I read his website, and it sounds pretty good. And he's all right. And other people, no.
Anybody could create that website.
And other people have talked to him.
Who? Nobody except people who are suspicious. He doesn't talk to me. He won't talk to you, does he?
Here's one way you can be pretty sure. Unless, of course, Russian intelligence is doing it. Check his website and compare his later stories, you know, the ones after he was supposedly kidnapped, and see if his style isn't exactly like the style from before.
That just means he's a prisoner and he's being told, here, write this, write that.
Why don't you put a notice on your website to have him call you?
I already told him that.
And did he?
No.
Oh, well, maybe that's because you're saying mean things about him.
That's right. That's maybe what it is. Well, why don't you just give it up? I mean, do you realize, do you expect people to want you and your family around and your kid? I mean, give me a break. If your kid is related to you, what is this? What kind of kid is it? Yeah, what kind of a kid is it? If this is his mother. This is like a devil kid.
Oh, Eric.
Come on, someone ought to take the kid out and shoot him.
Eric, how can you say that?
How can I say that? Look at you and the way you treat me. Look at what you're doing. You guys are the most unbelievable persistent. It's just shocking.
If I didn't keep up persistence, Eric, I would have been dead by now.
You'd be what?
Dead of grief and sorrow.
I'm helping you? I'm making you feel good?
I said if I hadn't kept up my bravery and persistence, I would be dead by now because I would have just given up. But if you, where there's life, there's hope.
Why don't you just tell me what your niece is doing in the military? What is it? Who are you protecting?
I haven't seen her since 2001.
Yeah, but you can still, I'm sure you know what she's doing there.
No, I don't.
What are your sisters doing?
About it. Her brother was in the military, and he was in the weather department up in Alaska, but that's all I know. He's out now. I just saw him the other day.
How could you see him? I thought they didn't want to see you around.
He's living in Cincinnati now. He works for J.P. Morgan.
Well, how could you see him? I thought they didn't want to see you. And he's in another city.
No, they aren't. They were in Cincinnati. I saw them all at Christmas. A few days after Christmas. They were all there, all my sisters. Not all the grandchildren could come in, you know, my nieces and nephews, but almost all of them were there.
Oh, my God. And so what did you guys talk about, huh?
Let's see, what did we talk about?
You actually talk about me there? And how you want to marry me?
No. Nobody said a word about you.
Did you bring your husband?
No.
Just your son?
Me and my son. Yeah.
And they only can wonder, where's your husband? Who are you going to get married to next?
Eric. Eric, I'm not married. I'm not married.
Yeah, do they know that? Do your sisters know that?
Yes, they do.
I can't believe that. Are you just going to put up, keep going on and on like this until what? The very last day?
Yeah.
Well, why? What is wrong with you? Even the Italian gangsters would give up after a while.
Okay, what did I do now?
What?
What did I do now?
Why do you just give up? I mean, I don't understand. What do you think you're protecting? Or do you just feel like it's so hopeless you're just going to go forever? What is this?
I want to answer a question for me, if you can, truthfully. Is there Is there anything I can do to convince you that I'm not a gangster?
When are you going to be honest? Yeah, just start being honest. What are you really doing? Why don't you just tell me the truth?
I just told you I'm crazy.
This is just too much. It's incredible. It's just incredible.
And Eric, I'm so scared.
Scared of what? Your credit card not going through? God.
No, I'm so scared because it's a big step.
Oh, come on. That's not what you're scared of. You're scared because something is working
I don't have any future here.
You have no future. That's for sure. Your war with Korea went nowhere. WikiLeaks is going nowhere. Whatever went on in Arizona,
Is Julian Assange in Sweden?
How do I know what he's doing? You ought to know. You're the one working with him. What is he doing?
Oh, Eric. Eric.
You must have contacts. You talk about me having contacts. You're the one with all the contacts with the crime network. Come on. What is he doing? Which group is he working for anyway?
Eric, I'm just so afraid.
I know. You're afraid your credit card won't go through. You have to be more. You ought to be afraid. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Eric,
your sisters ought to be afraid. Your son ought to be worried.
Eric, please, I'm so afraid. Just don't talk that way to me.
Well, why don't you just be honest? Maybe you'll cut a deal. Maybe you can just cut a deal.
Who am I supposed to cut a deal with?
I don't know. Tell your niece. She must know people in the military.
Eric, I'm going to go now. I don't feel good. See ya. Bye.